One high lead sample throws an entire Michigan community out of compliance. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith, in for Rebecca Williams. In 2016, Jennifer Gilchrist moved from New York City back home to the Detroit suburb of Beverly Hills. She came to help take care of her mom and to fix up her childhood home. That's when a plumber told her they had a lead service line. Service lines are the underground pipes connecting your home to the water main. Gilchrist gave the village office in Beverly Hills a call. She knew cities periodically test water at homes with lead pipes, and she wanted her water tested.
I was like, hi, we're a high-risk house. I want to get on that list. Yeah.
To be on the safe side, her brother installed a filter on the kitchen faucet. And about a year went by, Gilchrist says, before the village gave her a sample bottle with very specific instructions.
Make sure it's not going through a filter. So I took the filter off. And then took the water.
A couple weeks later, Gilchrist and her mom got the results. No amount of lead in water is safe, but their result was 15 times higher than the federal standard. Their lead level was 228 parts per billion.
At that point, we were freaking out. Because before the 228, we were not freaking out at all. We never dreamed in a million years we had high lead.
Luckily, Jennifer's mom had saved enough money to replace the old lead line, and they retested the water. Those samples came back normal. But by then, the regulatory gears were already in motion. That sample at the Gilchrist house became a red flag. The lead level was so high, and Beverly Hills tests so few homes, it kicked the entire community's results above the federal limit for lead in tap water. When Beverly Hills' village manager got the news, he appealed to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Chris Wilson asked the state to invalidate the high sample from the Gilchrist house. To Wilson's dismay, the state said no. MDQ told Wilson he must warn the public about lead in water.
We didn't want to create a public scare that there was a problem with the water in this community, because there's not. And we know there's not, and the DEQ knows there's not. And I think they're only doing it because they have legislation that tells them that they have to do this. And post-Flint, they're reluctant to use any bureaucratic discretion.
The bottom line is Beverly Hills thinks the Gilchrist sample is bogus, in part because of the filter. Jennifer Gilchrist remembers going around and around with a village official about the filter last fall.
I remember that annoyed me because I was like, who cares? The point is, I did it right. You know, it didn't go through a filtering system. There's no filter. You can't blame this on the filter.
But the village of Beverly Hills is suing the state anyway. MDEQ did not respond to a request for comment, but in a court filing essentially said, sorry guys, there is no reason to invalidate the Gilchrist sample. Instead, the Gilchrist sample serves as this potential red flag. That red flag means Beverly Hills has to do a lot more than just routine sampling. That way, the state argues, Beverly Hills can see if there are other homes with high lead levels the village has missed. Homes just like the Gilchrists. Elin Batanzo is a water engineer who happens to live in the Detroit suburb. She says Beverly Hills has not been testing enough homes with lead pipes.
So it's possible that if they sampled more frequently at lead service line homes, they might more regularly find lead in their drinking water.
And that's part of the whole point of the lead and copper rule, to find lead and copper. As the legal case gets sorted out, Beverly Hills is looking for more people to test their water. Batanzo hopes the village will take this opportunity to at least try finding some more homes with lead pipes. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.